This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. The Mauna Loa Observatory sits on the side of a Hawaiian volcano, 11,000 feet above the Pacific. And for nearly 60 years, an instrument there has been sniffing the local air, taking a census of carbon dioxide molecules. In that time, CO2 levels have steadily risen, from about 315 parts per million to 405. And plants are enjoying the extra carbon.
It's kind of obvious that plants are going to react to CO2 in the atmosphere because it changes the environment which they're bathed in.
Ralph Keeling, a geochemist at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography.
And it's very hard for the plants not to benefit from that by having a higher water use efficiency. But what wasn't clear is just how much more efficient they were going to be.
So what's water use efficiency? Like us, plants need water for basic life processes. And they open tiny pores in their leaves to allow carbon dioxide in for photosynthesis. But the holes also let the precious water out. Higher water use efficiency just means losing less water while taking in the CO2. To figure out just how much the efficiency improves, Keeling and his team examine the ratio of CO2 having the isotope carbon-13 versus its lighter and much more prevalent cousin, carbon-12.
So the ratio is 0.2% lower than it was pre-industrially. Doesn't sound like a lot, does it?
And yet, that small change in carbon-13 versus carbon-12 allowed Keeling and his colleagues to quantify just how much more efficiently plants are sipping water in a higher CO2 regime. And it turns out, their water use efficiency rises right in step with CO2 levels.
If you dial that back to how much CO2 has gone up since pre-industrial times, you're talking about something like a 40% increase in carbon dioxide overall, and therefore a 40% increase in some measure of water use efficiency. So it's no small change.
The study's in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. As we flood the atmosphere with more CO2 and average global temperatures rise, some areas of the planet are getting wetter. But other spots face a drier future, where this water-sipping innovation might be a lifesaver. Unfortunately, there's no evidence that in a hotter future, we humans will naturally use water more efficiently, too.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.